This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. A northern Jasper County school district is going to have the benefit of seeing some high-speed internet access come to the district, and it's all part of a new initiative that's been put together by the Purdue Research Foundation. To tell us more about it, we have the PRF's Chief Innovation and Collaboration Officer, David Broker, with us. And David, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thanks, Chris. My pleasure to be here.
If you will tell us a little bit more about Innovation Partners Institute, it's a creation of the PRF, and how is it helping out in Northwest Indiana to help bring a better connectivity to this particular area?
The Innovation Partners Institute is an institute where what we're trying to do is we're trying to solve big community problems by bringing together people, resources, and collaborators. What we found, and when you study innovation, you realize that it takes a village. You know, it takes a community of people working together to really solve big problems, and that's certainly the case when it comes to rural broadband and connectivity to provide e-learning opportunities for kids. And so the Innovation Partners Institute is bringing together a person. His name is Mo Sakuri. He's an expert out of the Silicon Valley area. He leads the Silicon Valley Joint Broadband Community Initiatives out there. We found him, so to speak, because his brother is a professor at Purdue. And he's bringing a lot of expertise in putting together a network alongside some other industry partners, Watch Communication and SBA Wireless in particular. And then we've also been able to bring together a philanthropic donor. Jay Stead is his thing. He and his wife he is a Purdue graduate. Mm-hmm. He lives in New Zealand, and he got this whole thing started when we talked about needing some seed money to kick off this initiative. So we were able to partner across all of those organizations, along with Mo Sakuri, to bring rural broadband and the development of this new network to the Kankakee Valley School District to help solve their broadband problem.
Now, as we mentioned in the past, Pew Research Center has done a lot of research into the issues of the lacking of internet access, particularly in rural areas. What interested you all about the Kankakee School Corporation in trying to help them in this particular project?
Well, it was actually very interesting because one of the things that I've also been leading for the past 6 or 7 months is the whole Safe Campus initiative at Purdue University. So thinking through the problem of what did COVID represent in terms of the challenge and how do we bring back the 40,000 students to West Lafayette and the Purdue campus. And we also recognized that those same challenges exist in, primary K through 12 educational systems. And so we started to work and reach out to the rural educational community, so to speak, in our neck of the woods, even though Kankakee Valley is two counties away from where Purdue is. We reached out, and their superintendent, Don Street, said, we would love to work with you. And so we found some other schools as well. And we put together this grant that we made to the state. And it's part of the governor's, what's called the GEAR program, Governor's Emergency Educational Relief Fund. And between the philanthropic donors, dollars from Jay Stead, the state money, and bringing together this group of people and a school system that really needed it, we were able to get a project launched. So it's now a $1 million project. We're going to bring, if you look at the Kankakee Valley School District, there are probably close to 3,400 students, 2,500 households, and what we hope to do is to bring better connectivity to about 20% of those households.
But within this initiative, what can you hope to do as far as the Kankakee School Corporation is concerned to help boost their internet access? You mentioned about wanting to serve a number of the households, and is that something that the communications carriers are going to be able to take care of?
Yes, Watch Communications is a progressive communications company here in the Midwest, and along with SBA Wireless, which has some wire towers, they're able to broadcast what's called CBRS spectrum. Mm-hmm. This is an important new part of the spectrum that's becoming commercially and publicly available. It's all part of the future 5G build out of small networks. And so what we wanted to do was we wanted to get some experience you know, as the Innovation Partners Institute, we're not there to make money on, you know, commercializing this or turning it into an operating platform, but Watch Communications and SBA Wireless are. So we needed to sort of put together a proof of concept and a demonstration project. And again, the problem of e-learning became the way to do that. And so we're bringing what's called a CBRS private network to the school system for these approximately 500 families, kids and families, and it will be essentially a network for them to do e-learning off of. Once we get this established, it's the type of network that can be used for other things, whether that's e-health, telemedicine, other sorts of civic-minded applications and things like that. But, you know, at the Innovation Partners Institute, we like to talk about we have to go from zero to one idea to proof of concept. That's the zero to one step. And so that's really what we're doing using the problem of e-learning for the Kankakee Valley School District.
Now, you mentioned a little earlier in our conversation that there are other school districts that you're trying to get involved in this initiative. Are there any others here in Northwest Indiana or nearby that that you hope they'd be able to link up in the same way?
We're trying to see what we can do to leverage this collaboration with SBA Wireless and Watch Communications. So, yes, so there are some other schools that we've started to do outreach to see what we might be able to do in that area. You know, what's fascinating for me, Chris, and again, maybe a side note, but I think an interesting one, when we look at what we're doing out of Purdue today, my colleague and I went to the Kankakee Valley School District board meeting. And they were talking about how Purdue, back in the 60s, used to fly airplanes.
That's right.
And broadcast television for educational purposes. And these planes would take off from Purdue University, fly around the state, broadcasting sort of the upper third of Indiana to bring, back then, a new technology platform to rural, America in Indiana. And I was telling President Daniels this the other day. It's like, you know, look how far we've come. The challenge is still the same. The problem, is still the same, but the technology set is different, right? Instead of flying airplanes, we're looking at bringing, the CBRS spectrum. We're working with different, providers like SBA and Watch. And so I just find it fascinating that, 50 years ago, the innovation that we used was what it was. And today we're trying to apply a different set of technologies to solve the same problem.
Well, that's right. And well, back then, for people that may not be aware of it, back then, Purdue University was the sponsor of this project. They would have a plane with a TV antenna, transmitting antenna, sticking out the bottom of the plane. It would fly in a circle 8 pattern all across that section that they were servicing. So this way, school districts and the classrooms could actually tune into television sets to that particular channel and be able to catch their classes that way. It was an interesting concept of physically connecting students with education by way of television.
Exactly. And so now what we're doing is with these new networks that we can use, leveraging this new spectrum, as I said, called CBRS spectrum. So it just has almost come full circle.
Now, you mentioned that
trying to help solve a big problem.
Now, you have a timetable here of January 2021 here. Are you hoping that that things will be going for the initiative by then? And if so, how soon might the new technology be available for these the families and for the classrooms?
We want to get deployed as fast as possible. So we're doing still a little I-dotting and T-crossing in terms of a few little contract things that we have to take care of. But our plan is to roll out as fast as we can in January. So we hope that maybe by the end of January, first part of February, we'll have the initial set of these systems in place, starting to broadcast the connectivity. And we're anticipating this is going to be a hybrid learning challenge, certainly through the spring semester of next year. And we hope that it doesn't happen in the fall semester of next year. But you never know with the way the COVID situation is occurring. So this is going to be an important thing, not just for, the first 3 or 4 months of the calendar next year. We think that it's really going to be an important thing for all of next year.
David Broeker is the Chief Innovation and Collaboration Officer with the Purdue Research Foundation based in West Lafayette. And PRF is working together with their Innovation Partners Institute on an initiative that will put team members together and bring wireless broadband connectivity to the Kankakee School Corporation. And David, thank you for being with us to talk about it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Chris.